Each year, fishing boats pull billions of pollock from the Bering Sea. The billion-dollar industry sustains thousands of well-paying jobs, from boat captains and deckhands to the processors who transform pollock into oil, fish paste, and yes, fish sticks. But the Bering Sea is warming up, and the future for pollock is uncertain. Nat Herz of Alaska's Energy Desk took a trip on a fishing boat to learn more.
It's just before midnight as Captain Dan Martin steers the 133-foot Commodore out from the Alaska port of Dutch Harbor, around a spit into the open waters of the Bering Sea. It's calm now, but Martin is already pushing his engine to cover the 100 miles to the fishing grounds a little faster than usual. He's in a hurry to beat some bad weather.
Oh, it's imminent. You know, 10 to 14-foot seas, but it's going to be right on our bow coming home. We're going to be pounding into it.
Martin has been fishing for pollock for more than 3 decades, and he has a pretty good feel for where to find them. He now manages a fleet of 9 pollock boats for a company called Evening Star Fisheries. Sure enough, by the next morning, the sonar shows the Commodore camped out over a thick school of pollock. From the bridge, Martin uses a PA system to coordinate with his 4-man crew on deck as they start pulling in the net.
Our lure should be around the other side.
Pollock are a low-value fish. Martin's catch will sell for about 30 cents a piece. But more than 100,000 of them can fit into a single net load on the Commodore. They'll ultimately be processed into things like fish sticks, filet-o-fish sandwiches, and surimi, that fake crab stuff that you can sometimes find in sushi. It's a major industry responsible for more than 10,000 jobs, according to the McDowell Group, an Alaska-based research firm. But it's also directly dependent on the stability of the Bering Sea ecosystem. And Martin says that lately, fishermen have been noticing some changes in that ecosystem.
I think across the board, everybody has a story, you know, about something that they haven't seen before.
Winter is the season when pollock are spawning, and fishermen seem to be able to find them pretty reliably. But there's a second fishing season in the summer, and that's when things are starting to get a little funny. Bering Sea temperatures last year were as much as 9 degrees higher than normal, and federal managers tracking pollock and other fish found some unusual things. Jim Iannelli is a federal fisheries scientist.
2018, there were lots of weird occurrences in terms of fish showing up in places. Like, our survey found a pretty high density of pollock way in interior Bristol Bay that we had. It was really unusual. Never really seen that before.
Those pollock were further to the east. Iannelli says that fish were also discovered farther north than expected. Martin, the Commodore captain, had his own unsettling experience when he was fishing in an area called the Horseshoe. Typically, the fish stick close to an underwater shelf there, and Martin knows it as a relatively safe spot where he doesn't have to worry about accidentally catching king salmon, a huge no-no for pollock trawlers. But last summer, Martin found himself following the fish 10 miles off the edge.
But I just kept following my sonar farther and farther and farther off, and it was like kind of getting to the deep end of the pool. You know, you were like, well, I, you know, don't have my water wings, and I haven't been this deep before. So that, as the fish change behavior, you don't have any historical values to weigh things against.
Even if pollock continue to fare well in the Bering Sea, Martin is worried about what could happen if more of them move out of their normal areas to places too expensive for boats like his to reach and requiring major changes in the way the fishing fleet does business. Back on deck, the crew members wrangle the Commodore's net, bulging with pollock. Then they pump in water to flush the flopping fish out into the boat's hold. It takes just a few hours to fill the Commodore's hold with more than 200 tons of fish, and the boat is back in Dutch Harbor barely 24 hours after it left. This is Martin's 35th year fishing. He's already made a good living from the Bering Sea, but younger fishermen are staking their careers on pollock sticking around for decades longer. Derek Justice, a deckhand on the Commodore from Washington, first went fishing to pay his way through school, but then he made $40,000 over the course of a few months. That plan for college?
Nope, didn't even make it there. Nope.
Justice, at just 24 years old, is already making more than $100,000 a year. He wants to work his way up to being captain of a pollock boat. If climate change makes it impossible for him to keep fishing, Justice says he thinks he can take his skills to a related field, like on a cruise ship or a tugboat. But that would cut him off from a family tradition of catching pollock.
It's pretty much all I know. So yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty devastating, to say the least. It's something I can't fathom.
But Justice tries not to spend too much time thinking about the warming Bering Sea. Mother Nature is going to take its course, he says. For here and now, I'm Nat Herz.